We've come to a very sacred place in Radha Krishna Leela and Gauranga Mahaprabhu Leela. I must say, the devotees that have developed this temple have done a fantastic job. I remember coming here in 1974, and it wasn't what we see today. The Imli Tal, the Kalpa Vriksha tree out in the foyer here, was all that there was in a little place. Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur very much wanted this temple to be established. He purchased the land because of the spiritual significance of the place. And here's the spiritual significance of the place. There are two main seasons when Krishna would perform his rasa dance. And the spring season was especially nice, and the spring season was performed at Vanshivat, where we're going tomorrow. One time when the rasa dance was to be performed, Radha was not there. And for Krishna, what's rasa dance without Radha? There's no rasa dance. So he went searching for Radha. And he was searching and searching and searching, and he couldn't find Radha. So he came and sat beneath this Imli tree. The three-dimensional little depictions, artistic depictions, are out here on the wall. Krishna was sitting underneath the tree and thinking of Srimati Radharani in such intense separation that his complexion changed to golden color. Now the depiction out here shows that Krishna manifested a female form in sari and golden complexion. Golden complexion. And then Radha went searching for Krishna. But when she saw Krishna, she didn't recognize Krishna because his complexion was golden. And she approached Krishna and asked, is this you, Shyam? You look like Shyam, but the complexion is wrong. Can you explain? So Krishna explained that he was manifesting a mood of intense separation from her. And then Krishna disclosed to Radha that in his next appearance, he would assume a golden form, himself personally, in the same mood as Radha, in separation from Krishna. This was Krishna in separation from Radha. Right here, by this tree, by the bank of the river Jumuna. So, sometime later, when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, we read in Chaitanya Charitamrita, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came to Vrindavan, finally, his fourth attempt. He's the Supreme Lord, but it took him four times to come. I know there's some devotees here that had their challenges and difficulties and obstacles to get to Vrindavan, even just to get here, what to speak of enter Vrindavan. So Mahaprabhu came to Vrindavan, and he stayed at various places, one of them being Uddhava Kund. We're going to go to Uddhava Kund when we do Govardhan Parikrama, as Lord Nityananda He also stayed by the side of Radha Kund. We'll see that place also. But one of the places that Mahaprabhu came and every day performed chanting was here at Imlital. And you see the little murti as you're walking in, the murti of Mahaprabhu sitting there chanting. And the artistic depiction indicates the lila. He was chanting the holy name in such an intense mood of separation from Krishna that his golden complexion became sham. And when the devotees saw this form of sham, they were startled. And the lila shows, the gopis came. Here's sham! Krishna, in the mood of separation of Radha. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, in Radha's mood of separation from Krishna. Very deep lila. I remember when 1974 was the first time I came here, and Guru Das was leading our group like I'm now serving all of you. And he pointed to the tree, and Prabhupada said, this is the Kalpavriksha tree, so you better watch out what you desire. That your desires be to experience that mood of separation from Krishna, that Radha feels for Krishna, and the separation for Krishna, that for Radha, that Krishna feels for her. And from our position, who can count how long separation from Radha and Krishna? We've left the spiritual world, come to this noisy, dirty, smelly, mean place in an attempt to enjoy material happiness. Let us again, in this place, very sacred place, pray that Radha Gopinath, the presiding deity here in this temple, suitably named by Bhaktisiddhanta Sarasvati Thakur, that they give their mercy, and their mercy in the form of feelings of separation. Another place that we're not going to go to, both because of time and also because of mud, is Shringarvat. Shringarvat is very near to here. And similar pastime, Radha was absent from Rasalila. So Krishna went to find Radha, and he found Radha. And he decorated Radha like one decorates a deity with Shringar. So the place is called Shringarvat. And there's a nice little temple. And that spiritual significance is there. Shringarvat. Similarly, the cowherd boys, they would sometimes be on the banks of the river Jamuna, and just in play, like little boys will play, they would decorate Krishna. They had great fun with whatever flowers and leaves and any little natural ornaments they could find, and they would decorate Krishna so they could continue the rest of the day herding the cows with Krishna nicely decorated. A place of decoration of Krishna or Radha and Krishna. Lord Nityananda used to go there and faint in ecstasy in remembrance of the pastimes of decorating Krishna as a cowherd boy with the gopas and appreciating Krishna's happiness associating with Radha in that way. Very profound, very, very deep. We're entering into that area of Braj that has these very, very special leelas. Shri Shri Radha Gopinath ki. Shri Shri Himlital ki. Shri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu ki. Gaur Premanandi.